Super is 93.5 Red FM. It's another weekend, and weekends are my favorite, as you guys know. On my show today, which is the Red Adda Show, this hour, we're on Angira's Bathroom.
Angira's Bathroom.
Guess who's joining me live in the studio today? Well, ace tennis player, the man who makes India proud, Rohan Bopanna. Hi, what's up?
Hi, Angira. Thank you so much for having me here today.
It's an absolute pleasure. What are you saying?
No, it's lovely to be talking to you as well.
Thank you. You know, Rohan, when you walked in, the general idea for Indian women, like, oh my God, we love tall men. So that was just like, well, what happened there? This is great.
Thank you for that. Good to get a few compliments. The sport I play, most of the tennis players are pretty tall.
When was the last time you came across a short person?
I want to know what is this. I need to define short there.
That was a trick question. Yeah. We're going to let it go. But that's basically the question that I liked you to warm up on. Rohan, are you ready? We're going to start off Angira's Bathroom. It's going to be quirky, full of fun.
I always, whenever I listen to radio, I feel all the RJ are the ones who bring so much energy. That's why you end up listening to you guys.
I agree with you. Here's the thing I was thinking just the other day. People who are out there, you know, in terms of actors, actresses, sports celebrities, you have people like us who are out there, irrespective of how our day goes or what we're going through, you have to always put up that smile and you have to be at your best. Does that happen a lot when you go out?
Absolutely, because I think there are moments when you meet people, it could be just for that couple of seconds, which could change their life, give them a little bit of inspiration. You know, at that juncture, if you can smile, maybe even take a picture with them, you know, it can go a long, long way. So right. I really feel if you could be happy and, your best self. But of course, there have been times, when sometimes maybe right after my match, if I've lost, I'm walking out and somebody really wants, you know, a picture at that moment. It can be different, right. You know, and then sometimes you get judged by that. These are moments I think everybody goes through emotions.
I'll remember that the next time I'm feeling blue. Okay, so I'm going to ask you this question because this is one of my most favorite questions to start off the interview with. Say, Rohan, we finished the interview. We say our byes. We've had a lot of fun. We've taken all the selfies that we need to. And you find yourself walking out with a lottery ticket worth $10 million.
Ooh.
What are you going to do with that?
I mean, the first thing comes into mind is keep the 9 million and take that extra million and donate it to charity. But obviously need to think about what I'm going to do with that 9 million.
So this show is called Angira's Bathroom. First of all, welcome to my show. Thank you so much for making time. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you. I mean, really looking forward to chatting with you today.
Absolutely. Okay, so say, Rohan, you were in Angira's Bathroom. You were in my bathroom for the first time. What is the first thing that you would notice?
The energy and all the color here, you know, the bright colors. And today you're wearing a shirt which is really colorful and out there. And me speaking to you, I think with you bringing your energy makes me easier and calmer to talk to.
Well, thank you. $1,000 if you tell me which flag, at least determine one flag.
Costa Rica, Jamaica.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
None of these are flags, Rohan.
Oh, well,
they're not real flags.
Okay, but at least it definitely looks. I mean, I've traveled quite a bit and these colors seem pretty similar, yeah.
Okay, got you there.
Definitely got you there.
Right, so okay. There's this one game which I find ridiculous. The game of 20 questions. Have you ever played it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's one game Rohan Bopanna does not want to play. But in that game, you have this question which says, hey, are you a sea person? Are you a mountain person? What is Rohan Bopanna?
Definitely a beach person.
A beach person, sea.
As you can tell, I'm not really afraid to be in the sun. I like my tan. I just like to be outdoors. And that is something which I've always enjoyed.
Right. Okay, before we hit into the break and the songs, Rohan, Bangalore or the world, they know you as a sports person, somebody who's out there who's winning laurels for the country, who's representing India. But personally, you know, all of us have this raw side of us. Five words that would describe Rohan Bopanna as a person, what would those five words be?
Humble, hard work, discipline, love. I know it's four. I'm waiting.
These are top four words that you resonate
with. Definitely. And I'm always direct to the point of being honest.
Straightforward.
Honest is like straightforward. I think I would give the five words out there.
Okay. that goes into my next question that I want to ask you. You're from Nama Bangalore, and if somebody like me who came into this city for the first time, what are the five places or the five things that you would suggest me to do?
First and foremost, try the filter coffee. Do you want a particular place where they can go?
So you should recommend. I don't know.
No, then I would welcome them home.
Okay.
You know, I have a sweet tooth, so every time I love gulab jamuns, and only from this one particular place, which is the Bhagatram gulab jamuns.
It's mad. I've tried it. Yes.
And of course, again, being corner house.
Yeah.
Can't complain. Coming to Bangalore, I tell everybody they have to have
the chocolate. What do they make that out of? It's so good, right?
Yes. The chocolate sauce is something else.
Whoever came
up with that recipe, I think.
High five to that.
Yes. The ice cream, I feel, is okay, but the chocolate sauce takes it to another level. Yeah. And I like the dosa in Chalukya.
Okay.
Another place which I definitely would recommend for people to go and try. And Meghna Biryani.
No.
No, I was just kidding.
But that is not biryani. Biryani.
Yeah.
That's curry, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but you wouldn't tell me to go to Cubbon Park. You wouldn't tell me to go see Vidhana Sauda. You won't tell me all those Bangalore touristy things.
Those are touristy things.
Hmm.
So you need to try something which I feel different from a touristy.
Authentic.
Thing. Yeah.
And all five things, you said food.
Food is makes you happy.
Happy,
you know, everything. And
so, Rohan, this is how the show works. First, we get you very comfortable, and then we start shooting.
I thought we were already in it halfway, and I was like, okay, good, this is great.
No, and then we start throwing these questions at you. So I'm going to ask you a question which is very relevant because you're on the news all the time. This show is called Angira's Bathroom, and as a habit, people, I don't know if you do, but a lot of people take the newspaper into the bathroom. But when they do, there are about, say, 3-4 sections which are hugely highlighted. For instance, if Rohan Bopanna took the newspaper into his bathroom, if you had the caste system, which is hugely being spoken about today, or would it be, the religious arena that would interest you, or would it be the increasing violence against women and children that would interest you the most? And you'd be like, okay, I'm standing up for this. This is not happening.
Definitely the third one, increasing violence, for against women and children. I think it definitely needs to be taken up a lot more seriously. Everybody has to, step in and make that change. I don't think there's enough being done out there. And as citizens, I think we all have to come together and really stand up for it and, to make that change. And it's not just one person doing it out there. It needs a big voice to really make that change. The other thing also I really think which is needed is a big focus on mental health.
Absolutely.
I think these two is very, very important in a big way in our country.
And coming from a sports person who has won his own accolades, this is for all you guys, a message, of course, which Rohan will give us. Your physical health, it's not just enough going to the gym. It's not just enough, eating right. It's also very, very important to work on your mental health as to what you're thinking and all of that. So is there a message that you want to give out to all the new kids who perhaps think that going to a therapist or going to a psychologist or a psychiatrist may be something that, is not?
I think the mind is the strongest part of our body. It controls, literally everything, the way we go ahead with our lives. And definitely I feel each person, it's good to have a psychologist. You don't really go to a psychologist just because somebody says, oh, there's something wrong or not. It's just about you expressing yourself, having a therapist to really understand you as a person. Because there are times, whether it's your close friends or family, they do understand you, but not the way you would like them to, understand. So that, it just makes a big difference, and it helps each and every person's lives to just have a therapist.
Okay, so there goes the message. Good or bad, or with a support system, it's imperative that you find somebody who you can openly talk to, and even if it's a therapist, maybe you should take that call. Rohan, I'm sure you have tons of followers.
Rohan Bopanna 0403, because I could not get Rohan Bopanna.
You couldn't get it?
Yeah, exactly.
The real Rohan Bopanna. Do you have a blue verified tick?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I do have a blue verified tick, and the 0403 is actually a date of birth. So March 4th.
4th March.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you, we have some excellent songs in Bollywood, right? Especially back in the days. Do you have any favorite song that when you're, out there or when you're by yourself, you're chilling, good mood, bad mood, there's one song that Rohan Bopanna resonates to?
I'm a big fan of Aamir Khan. So
okay.
I watched a lot of his movies growing up. The movie Dil Chahta Hai.
Can you sing?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No, don't ask me to sing up, please.
That's definitely not my forte at all.
Okay. There are a lot of songs today which are completely nonsensical. There are a bunch of them. Let's be honest, okay? Is there any nonsensical song that Rohan Bopanna has? Like, what is this song? Why was it even made?
You know, that Barish Ho Rahi Hai song I put up some time ago when I was traveling.
Can you give us a line, perhaps?
Barish Ho Rahi Hai, it's raining.
No.
You haven't heard of it?
No.
See, that, exactly. So, you know, so this, somewhere it was raining and I was, you know, just put this song up and the amount of people who actually sent me a direct message saying, what the hell are you listening to? What, are you okay? Are you everything wrong?
Okay, since we are talking about Bollywood, I'm going to quickly ask you one more question. Your favorite recent Bollywood artist and their song?
This song, right here. Kudinu Nachne De.
Okay, yes. Sachin Jigar, Vishal Dadlan. So, Kudinu Nachne De is the song that you're currently listening to and it's on your,
it's
on the top of your playlist.
It's definitely on my playlist.
Of course. So, coming back to sports, hashtag nepotism is the word that's trending for the last couple of months. Do you think that exists in the sports segment arena?
I don't think so. I can speak only for tennis because, you know, it's very practical and the way it's done, we have a ranking system which is up online and everything, so there's no really preferences as such or anyway, so it's literally based on your current world ranking is how you get into every tournament.
Okay, so you're saying for anybody who's coming in new, nepotism or this sort of agreement does not exist?
It does not.
It's
does
mostly not out there and
yes,
easy.
Yeah.
Okay, with a lot of sports personalities coming out to endorse you know, products, what do you think about that?
It's fantastic because, you know, there's a lot of inspiration when an athlete comes out there and they see him perform, you know, especially representing the country. You know, cricket has done such a fantastic job of starting a grassroots system. And that's why we're churning in players and players day in and day out. And that's why, you know, cricket has grown so much.
Right.
And I feel it's a similar for all other sports. I think if we can do that kind of a system and, you know, we will have a lot of sportsmen coming in and, you know, taking up endorsements, that I feel, you know, it's definitely worth it.
Would you ever sign up for a fairness ad?
No, I don't think so.
Or would you just be like, hey, I like my son, I'm not doing this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah? I don't think I'll sign up for a fairness ad. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If Rohan Bopanna had to be shipwrecked on a deserted island with all your human needs, basic human needs like your food, water is given, what are the two things that you would take with you?
Music.
Mm-hmm. Your Spotify list.
Definitely. The best way to keep me relaxed in that deserted island, my daughter.
Okay. What is Rohan's least favorite thing about humanity?
Why should we have a least favorite?
Well, do you? If you do, then what is
it? Not really.
You think humanity is at its best now?
No, I'm not really at its best, but I don't have something which is my least favorite as such.
Okay. If Rohan Bopanna had a choice, even though you are already flying, but if Rohan Bopanna had a choice between two superpowers, one being invisible and the other...
Invisible. I always wanted a superpower to be invisible.
But don't you think invisible is creepy? Like you're just landing up and you're invisible.
Yeah, that's the best part of it.
You don't think it's creepy?
No. I didn't even, you know, listen to the second superpower because I always wanted to be invisible.
It was flying, so which you already asked.
Yeah.
So
invisible is pretty much works both ways, I think.
Okay, so we are in the month of December and 2020 is about to end. Before I ask you questions about the pandemic, what is your plan for New Year's?
Actually, we have not thought about it because I was scheduled to go to Melbourne for the Australian Open tournament. So we had to go 15th of December itself and quarantine. But I got to know that they're planning to move the Australian Open to the month of February. So hence, I hadn't really planned anything for New Year's. So some close friends and you know, family and not really do much.
What did Rohan Bopanna do during the pandemic? I'll tell you why I'm asking you this. We've had people pop out babies. We've had people who have learned something new, like cooking, like as though it was the biggest task on earth.
Yeah.
And then you have people who, you know, find themselves, they find this amusing and amazing person inside them. And they're like, oh, we needed these 2 months to figure ourselves, not 30 years. But what did Rohan Bopanna do during the pandemic?
A week before the lockdown, I was actually traveling for a tournament in Croatia.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was the next tournament was supposed to be in California.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at Doha Airport. I mean, we being my physio and myself. And they canceled that tournament. This was literally 1 hour and a half before we boarded the flight to LA. of course, came back to India. And then as family, we said, okay, let's go to Coorg. My parents live in Coorg, so we'll go there for 3-4 days. And once we went there, the government announced the lockdown.
Oh, great.
So it was perfect. Actually, it worked out well. Our daughter then was not yet walking. So she was just crawling. So she had enough and more space to do. It was great to spend time with the family. I mean, it had been about 20, 25 years and the last time I stayed in one place.
For so long.
And to be with family was, really lovely. I completely enjoyed home-cooked food, ate as much as possible, put on a few kilos.
Right.
Because I knew, this doesn't come often. So I just really enjoyed as much time as possible.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. And since you travel so much, not just go do your gig and come back. Like, do you get to like explore the place?
Always. New York is my favorite city in the world.
Okay.
And not only because of the vibe, but I'm a big foodie, so it has different cuisines. I have a lot of friends there. I do explore the cities because I feel tennis has given me this privilege to travel to these wonderful cities.
Correct, yeah.
So it's good to explore. I remember back in junior days, I went to Egypt. And my mom says, oh, did you see the pyramids? I said, no, I didn't, because I was playing. So she says, don't do that. Explore a city. Because a lot of people actually go to Egypt to see these
beautiful
historical places. So once you're there, at least try and make that effort. Even if you get half a day, at least see something.
So did you go back to Egypt and check?
Yes, I did. Okay. I did. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Have you been hit on by women fans when you're traveling?
Yes.
And how does Rohan Bopanna deal with that?
Just with a smile, say thank you.
Okay. And Rohan, before I wind this up, I am going to ask you the most asked question. 10 and a half is when Rohan Bopanna started. When does Rohan Bopanna look or plan to retire?
Olympics was a big goal to really play. Unfortunately, this year it did not happen. Hoping that 2021 we have the Olympics. I'm really looking forward to that. I think there's nothing, no bigger moment for me than representing your country
in terms of achievement.
Yeah,
also, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really feel there's a good shot of winning a medal. Having said that, I feel the day I don't want to travel, I just call it a day. And
Rohan, I had a wonderful time chatting with you. Really,
Angira, me too. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I mean, it was a pleasure, chatting with you.
Thank you so much for coming in. And any message out to the listeners?
Whatever we have, enjoy and to think positive.
And to believe, like I always say, that at any moment your life can change. Get ready for that. And of course, we'll be back with some more music. But it's time for me to leave. I'll leave you guys with a wonderful weekend. And I'll see you guys again over the week on the Red Adda Show. But you guys stay tuned. Keep listening to Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Bajate Raho.